It's Tuesday, the 18th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The remains of the late founding president, Sam Nujoma, will be taken to seven regions with processions expected to honor his legacy. A memorial service will be held on the 20th of February at his home village, Etunda, in Okahao, in the Omsati region. State memorial services will follow, allowing the public to pay their last respects before the state funeral on the 1st of March 2025 at the Hero Seika in Windhoek. A family member, Mika Asino, has more.
Tatekuru Founding has been at the helm of the leadership both at SWAPO and here in Namibia after independence. We as a family are quite proud to have had him, to have been given to us as a gift to contribute to the well-being of Namibia. We are very proud that Tatekuru waged the struggle, and we are so grateful as a family that he had so many people who followed him, who supported him, who worked with him, and also who guided him. There are so many things that we are grateful of as a family.
Five local engineers are undergoing 6 months of training at the South African Renewable Energy Technology Center in Cape Town. The training, arranged by Namibia's first wind turbine manufacturer, Windwise Turbines, aims to boost local expertise in renewable energy. Director of Industrialization and Supply Chain at Windwise, Florian Schubert.
We are aiming to hire in our first wind turbine assembly plant around 300 employees. Obviously, once the business is picking up, the goal is to bring our suppliers also to Namibia. So we're talking here of about a couple of thousand Namibians that will work in the wind turbine industry.
Statistics South Africa's fourth quarter 2024 labor force survey shows unemployment dropped slightly to 31.9% from 32.1%. Employment rose by 132,000 to 17.1 million, but discouraged job seekers increased by 111,000, and youth unemployment remains high at 44.6%. Statistician General Risenga Maluleke.
The unemployment rate amongst Black Africans remains higher than the national average, sitting at 35.8% versus the national average of 31.9%, followed by the colored population group, 22.3%, the Indian Asian population group sitting at 14%, and the white population group sitting at 6.7%.
And the French Prime Minister believes there is a possibility of a wider war in Europe as United States and Russian officials meet in Saudi Arabia to discuss ending the conflict in Ukraine. François Bahirou made the comments after an emergency summit of European leaders in Paris on Monday.
The French Premier said, quote, "For the first time since 1945, war can happen on European soil around us." François Bayrou told French media that he thinks the current geopolitical situation in Europe is akin to the 1930s and the lead-up to the Second World War. He also referenced the sinking of the Titanic, saying that icebergs are arriving in front of us and the meeting at the Élysée Palace did not make it possible to keep them away. The leaders who met here on Monday failed to agree on a common position relating to troop deployments inside Ukraine and on collective European security. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Separately, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a US backstop is the only path to peace in Ukraine and to deter Russia from attacking its neighbor again. He was also part of a meeting of European leaders in Paris. Starmer says any peace deal for Ukraine must safeguard its sovereignty.
In this moment, we have to recognize the new era that we are in, not cling hopelessly to the comforts of the past. Ukraine must have a secure future. Europe must have a secure future. Britain must have a secure future. And democratic values must prevail.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.